And as most of you discovered, the real sticky part is really getting clear on the belief you want to change, right? And once you've got that, changing it isn't that hard. But it's kind of revealing it that's important. I was thinking about finding limiting beliefs like working out in your garden, and have you ever pulled up a stone and there's bugs run out from underneath it because they were hidden there? But, you know, once you know what it is, just defining it and being able to articulate it begins to let it dissipate, because you start applying your more adult mind to it or more conscious mind to it. Some of you stumbled into, I think, a big belief that came from childhood. Back in the early 1950s, there was a man named Walter Penfield, and he was exploring different areas of the brain, and he found if he could stimulate certain parts of the brain with electrodes, it would bring back a full experience. Not just the thought about it, but people would relive it as though it had occurred. And often when you hit a belief experience, like an imprint experience, you relive it just like it's occurring all over again. And it's your reality. And even though you might be 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, you're still that three-year-old having that experience at that moment. So the good news is whenever you hit one of those things that have an overreaction, you can go, good, I found another one. There's a belief in here. There's an imprint. And you can change those. So, what kind of comments or questions do you have? Well, technically, we're due to end at 5, and it's already beyond 5. And one of the things we wanted to do with you is do a, how you do this with an outcome as well. And how you create a few more of the future you want. And you find there's a process in your booklets. And it's, we won't take the time to do it because I know some people have to leave now, but you can, the good news is it's a fairly easy one to do with yourself, and it's not going to be emotionally laden.
There's creating the future you want. Also, the discovering your higher purpose, there's actually an exercise in there. You'll find it in the table of contents. You can literally just take yourself through the interview, and your higher purpose will pop right out.
And actually, Chris designed that to be done by yourself. So. Okay, 39.
Is that the...
That's 39 and a half is the page.
So, Carol Adrian wrote a book called The Purpose of Your Life. And it's such a great book. The whole book is designed to help you figure out what your purpose is in life. And I read the book, was really impressed, and contacted her office and asked her if I could use some of the content in the training. And so, of course, I give her credit. But her book, I highly recommend. It's called The Purpose of Your Life. And anybody that's a coach or that's on a personal development path or in human resources or management, it's a really great book. The exercise itself, you just take yourself through it, you answer all the questions, and literally when you get to the last one, your higher purpose will just kind of pop out. And so what I did is I really took the best elements of her book and put it in those three or four pages. And then there's an exercise in there that you can take yourself through to enhance the higher purpose and to bring it more into fruition as well. And that's something you can just do by yourself. Just read through the steps and do it as a visualization with yourself.
So the second one is creating a compelling goal on page 38 and a half. And if you look at creating a compelling goal, if you sit down and write it out, it's a really detailed way of creating a goal. And again, this is something we designed that you could do yourself. And you find that then creating the future you want is basically stepping in the future as though you have your goal and finding which way it spins and just doing more of that. And it makes it very real. And of course, as probably many of you know, when you get a goal that's really clear to you and you don't have any obstacles, you know, like conflicts about achieving it, you'll start organizing your unconscious behavior to go for it. So these are two that you can really do with yourself.
And then there's a lot of other processes in there as well. So I encourage you to look at the table of contents and read through the material. There's some good stuff in there.
So we just included a lot of things. Once you knew the basic process, you can do it yourself.
And we'll be fast about this. We've had so many questions about the master practitioner, and we just want to take 3 minutes and let you know about that. And we're sorry we didn't get to it sooner, but we'll make it fast, we promise. The master practitioner, which is a 9-day program, it's 3 3-day modules.
Same as this.
So we'll just pick up the month after this. The trainers in that will be exclusively Tim and also Susie Smith. So Susie will be doing 2 of the weekends. Tim will be doing 1 of the weekend. I know there's been some questions about missing, and if you do have to miss a day here or there, we can certainly accommodate you. As you know, we record everything, so we can help you get caught up through the notes, through the recordings, through the training team. Even if you have to miss an entire module, we still encourage you to come. The master track's a little bit different in that you can miss a module and still pick up, where the practitioner kind of builds on itself, so it'd be hard to jump into the, you know, the third or fourth weekend, unless if you've already had extensive previous NLP training.
What the master practitioner really equips you to do is to work with yourself at these higher levels, like beliefs and beliefs about your identity, and we do re-imprinting and integration of conflicting beliefs and how to work with timelines and the reality of time. And so it's the kinds of work that we do is brings together everything that you've learned already.
And you'll be exploring advanced language patterns, so how to do a sleight of mouth and how to work with people through language patterns to reframe issues. As Tim said, though, the focus of the master track is really on having an identity level breakthrough. So this is where folks have really huge breakthroughs in a really big way that will help take you to the next level, whether it's professionally or personally, because you'll be dealing with those really deep core beliefs, also with conflicts, and that so much is
it also will really help hone all the other skills you've got, like how to use your language patterns more effectively, I think building sensory acuity and being able to do that. Sometimes people say, gee, you know, I haven't mastered all this stuff in the practitioner, how am I going to go to the master practitioner? But think of it as a follow-on. It'll just pick up where we left off. But you'll find it much more integrative, too, because you've been getting different chunks of NLP. So
we promise that all of you are ready to move on from, because people say, well, what is certification? And for us, we're watching people the whole time, as the other trainers are as well. And when we can give you feedback, we do. And our sense is that you're all ready to move forward. Your skill level is fine. And lastly, tuition payment, we can always be flexible. So if there's any issues there, just contact our office and we can always work something out with you in that
department.
There's
always a plan.
So,
yes?
Question on the certification for this. You know, you were saying that, you know, everybody looks like they're up to speed. Is there a test or another process for getting the certification?
There are certification activities.
Oh, activities.
And sometimes we do a kind of a test, but the way we do it is more learning. So
like
our goal isn't to judge whether you're good or not. It's to do integrative learning so that...
Like the test today was really an integrative learning experience, so... that's typically more.
You're not going to leave here with a grade. Nancy gets an A plus. You know, you'll know inside of yourself where you are with it.
Like Chris, you can use 2 words: do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Aww.
I think you'll be happy if you do.
It's one of the best programs I've had.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I think you'll find that it really pulls together what you know. Be there or be square. As I said in the 50s or something. Okay. So, any final questions or comments? Or everybody in an okay state of mind?
So what I can say about the master program, too, is like what you were saying, Tim. You're kind of getting these
techniques and processes and skills in the practitioner, it might seem kind of random. And it might seem like a little overwhelming going to master, but what master actually does is it simplifies it because it brings everything you've learned together and now it all makes sense. And so it's more one thing. So I find my experience of master practitioner is that it's more of a simplification of everything you've learned because it brings it together and you see how it all works together.
Some of you already had that experience because how many of you have had things like, oh, I got that because I already learned it this weekend, which is kind of nice. I know some Peter was watching people pick up on that. And they go, oh, I can do that. Because it's not like a brand new thing. It's about organizing it in a new way, right?
So with that, I want to tell you, you have been a lovely group. It feels so good to be back in the United States training with a great group like all of you in our favorite city in the world. Well, we're close to it, San Francisco, but, you know, South San Francisco.
And we're looking forward to seeing you all next week, next time. We'll be back. So thank you, those of you that joined us who were just for these 2 days, thank you for joining us as well. I hope you got a lot of value. So in closing, smile.
I'm always
now,
waiting to
take
see
the smile and make it bigger and just get a sense of how it is. And let it kind of reproduce here and bring the first one right into your heart.
Aww.
And smile with your heart and let that kind of go. And then bring in some into your eyes and make a sparkle there.
Aww.
And now bring another one right into your liver.
He is so
you want a
silly.
Happy liver, don't you? That's a good thing. And now one more. Bring the next one in right through the top of your head and through your whole nervous system. Let it go through all the nerves. Every cell in your body can have a little grin on it.
Yes.
And happy. And we'll see you. We'll see most of you
next month.
Next month.
Thank you.
And we'll start right at 1, and there'll be a special reward for everybody that's there at
12:59. 12:59.
12:59.